This episode sponsored by Healthy Cell. Healthy Cell is different than typical supplements because it's a gel, not pills. Healthy Cell uses microgel technology, which is clinically proven to absorb 165% better than traditional pills. That means your body actually uses the nutrients, so you can feel the difference. And instead of swallowing a handful of vitamins, one great-tasting gel pack can replace up to 18 pills. Healthy Cell formulas are created by physicians and nutritionists to support energy, focus, immune health, and overall wellness. If you're going to take vitamins, they should actually work. Healthy Cell. Reach your potential.
A much-needed win to break their five-game losing streak. The Chicago Bulls bench comes up super big in this game with 66 points, and the Bulls get a victory over the Denver Nuggets, a rare win in Denver. We're going to talk about it all and more right after this.
This has been a
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. The Chicago Bulls get a much-needed victory to snap a five-game losing streak as they beat the Denver Nuggets 130-127. This was a game where the Bulls honestly just outworked the Denver Nuggets, and it was in large part due to the Chicago Bulls bench that just played so well in this game. When you look at it, the Bulls bench in this game, this is just the numbers for the bench. They had a plus-minus of +24, a net rating of +28, an offensive rating of 160, and a defensive rating of 80. The Bulls bench absolutely is the reason why the Bulls were able to win this game today against the Denver Nuggets. The Bulls outworked the Nuggets. More points in the paint, 50-48. We had more second chance points, 20-18. We had more fast break points, 23-14. More bench points, 66-9. We did have one more turnover than them, but we scored 15 points off turnovers compared to their 6 points off turnovers as well. The Bulls tightened up, and they were able to win this game, and it came by the total effort by the bench. This bench unit today, and I mean everybody off the bench, they came in and they gave so much effort to this team that it's just, you can't overlook it. Javon Carter with 15 points, which was major for the Chicago Bulls in this game. Jalen Smith with 16 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. He ends up playing 18 minutes in this game. He would have played more, but he went down with a shoulder injury. He came back, played a little bit, but you could tell he wasn't himself. He ends up getting back out in the game. You also have 21 points from Ayo Dosunmu, 8 of 9 from the field for Ayo, 4 of 5 from the free throw line as well. We needed every bit of that for Ayo. 5 assists, 3 rebounds, only 1 turnover from him. Major to see that from Ayo coming off the bench. And keep in mind, there were people saying that the Bulls needed to let Ayo Dosunmu go. So there you go on that one. Josh Giddey does not have a triple-double, but he still makes a big impact in this game. 21 points, going 8 of 12 from the field, 14 rebounds, 6 assists, only 2 turnovers from Josh Giddey as well in this game. You got to love to see that. Kevin Huerter with 20 points. He continues playing really well. He actually got some 3-point shots today. Kevin Huerter went 3 games straight without hitting a 3-point shot. He was 4 of 9 today from the 3-point line, which is really good. 7 of 12 from the field overall. You get 13 points from Matas Buzelis and 4 rebounds and 2 assists. And 8 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal, and 1 turnover from Nikola Jusilovic. But this was a game about the Bulls bench. The entire second unit played really well today and gave some type of performance. P. Will had 7 points. Dalen Terry with 5 points. Julian Phillips with 2 points. It was just good to see these guys play and perform in the way that they did today, and that's great. For some reason, it shows that Noah Essengay played 24 minutes. If you guys are looking on ESPN, he did not play 24 minutes. Noah Essengay did not check into this game at all. I don't know where they mean for those minutes to go, but it definitely wasn't Noah Essengay in this game at all. But this Bulls team was able to dig in, find a way to get a win, and they got a win against a legit championship-contending team. And this goes back to what I talked about with the Bulls. Not to say that the 5-game losing streak isn't concerning. It definitely is. But when you look at the Bulls' wins this season, Detroit, the top team in the Eastern Conference. Atlanta, they got a win over, playing much better. Orlando, mid. A win against New York, that's playing all right. Philly, which at the time was the number one team in the Eastern Conference. And then we got a win against Denver. So, you know, the Bulls' wins are good wins. Not to say that their losses didn't suck. They had some sucky-ass losses in there as well. But the Bulls have some quality wins on the season. So, for the people that try to act like it's all done for the Chicago Bulls, oh, my God, the Bulls are back to who we thought they were going to be. Again, it's a long season. And this Bulls team has beat some tough opponents. They've lost some games that they shouldn't have lost. But they've beat some tough opponents. There's no reason to be completely out on the Chicago Bulls yet. I'll say yet, right? But this team now is getting ready to go into an easier part of their schedule. After they take on Portland and Miami, they have a very easy stretch after that. You're talking about Washington, New Orleans, Charlotte, Indiana, Orlando again, Brooklyn, Indiana again, right? So not to say that the Bulls should cakewalk those matchups at all. I'm just saying that the Bulls have made it through a tough schedule with still an above 500 record, and the schedule is getting easier. Not easy, but it's getting easier. And because of that, you know, the Bulls could start stacking up some wins here and start moving back up and getting their record back where it was before. They got to go out and prove it. They got to do what they did tonight and play a tough four quarters. They got to play a complete four quarters. If the Bulls do that, they can win some basketball games. So for the people that told you guys the season was all over, the Bulls are going to get back to who they were before, all that type of stuff, look at them and tell them it's not done yet. And we're coming up on a month of the season. We are, 5 days away from officially being the first 30 days of the NBA season. And I'll tell you this, man, this Bulls team still got a lot of fight left. And anybody who's telling you other than that is just not being honest with you or honest with themselves about what's going on with this Bulls team. And I'll say that. I stand by that, and I mean that. So we'll see what the future does hold for this team. We'll see what they can continue to do. But right now, I love how tough this team's playing, man. Love how tough this team's playing. But again, do not overlook Portland. Do not overlook Miami. Miami's defense is taking a slide, but their offense is legit. Portland is a tough team. Portland reminds me of the young Baby Bulls era. That's a tough team. You cannot overlook that team. But, hey, I'm excited about where this team is. I love that we were able to get a win like this today. I love that we had to do it as a total team effort. But the bench is what made this game special for the Chicago Bulls, and you just can't deny what this bench unit did for this Bulls team, and it just really helped carry and lift this team. It was such a noticeable difference once the Chicago Bulls bench came in. Like, and Billy Donovan, to his credit, two games in high elevation, a back-to-back on top of that. Billy Donovan going to his bench early in the first quarter. I'm talking about there was almost 4 minutes left in the first quarter when we saw a complete lineup change and the bench came in. The energy changed at that point. Now, it went back down when the starters came back in, but it gave you an opportunity, a glimpse on how the Bulls could win this game. And you got to give credit for it. The Bulls had an 18-point lead at one time. They didn't hold on to it. I'm not going to be mad that they couldn't hold on to the lead. This is a tough Denver Nuggets team. But this Bulls team got fight. The Bulls got horns. I'm telling y'all. I've been telling y'all that. Trust what I say. This is going to be a tough Bulls team this season. I don't know where they're going to finish. I don't know what that means for any type of postseason. But I will tell you this. This is a tough Chicago Bulls team. And this is a team that can win some basketball games. They're going to be tough this year. Do not give up on them. That's all I'm saying. Do not give up on this team, man. But this is big for this Bulls team, and I love to see the fight that this Bulls team has played with, man. Daniel says, I don't know how I just subscribed. I've been watching every video for months now. You know what it is, Daniel, and I tell this to people all the time. Because I post every day, once I get in your algorithm, people think they're subscribed because they see my videos because I post every day. But, yeah, for everybody who thinks they're subscribed, go and check right now. Hit that subscribe button. We're trying to get to 30,000 subscribers by the end of the season. I think we're about 4,000 off from that. So, I mean, it's a tall test. It's not going to be easy. We're about 3,500 away from that mark. But we're trying to get to 30,000 subscribers this season. Go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Double check if you're subscribed. If you're not, hit that subscribe button. Help your boy out. So we appreciate that. But thank you, Daniel. Scott says, great job, bench. Hayes even has to pay respect to his buddy. Listen, I called him this game the ball-headed menace. I didn't even call him the ball-headed hoe because he ain't play like no hoe out there today. And like I said, I'm not one of these other content creators. I'm not here to try to just be right about my point. I love to be proven wrong. Javon Carter came in today when we needed it the most, and he hit some big shots for the Bulls today. 5 of 10 from three-point line today for 15 points. We needed every bit of that. So, yeah, no Javon Carter slander today. Listen, I'm not some of these other content creators. I ain't even going to mention no names because last time I did, I got some people in their feelings, and I actually lost a friendship over it, but I don't give a fuck. I'm just saying I ain't trying to make nobody in their feelings right now. Migs says, all of the Bulls' losses are from playoff teams except last night's loss. That's a great point, Migs. That's a great point. And most of our wins come against playoff teams as well. The way Billy called that timeout when Slouch was tied up, I was like, damn, Billy finally understanding he's a coach. That was a very smart decision. Because if that play would have went to a jump ball, I honestly don't know if the Bulls would have won this game. Especially with the way that Jamal Murray hit that three to get it close down the end of that. You know, I just don't know. Discreet says this bench damn near got him up 20, and Vooch said, fuck all that, bro. The on-off, listen, I know it sounds like I'm picking on Vooch, but I just want to look at the on-off numbers for Nikola Vucevic. I'm sorry, I gotta look at it. I gotta look at it. When Vooch was on the court today, we had a negative net rating of negative 21.9, a plus minus of negative 12, an offensive rating of 116, and a defensive rating of 138. Keep in mind, defensive rating, the higher number is the worst number. Now, let's flip and look when Vooch was off the court. When Vooch was off the court, we had a positive net rating of plus 35, an offensive rating of 140, and a defensive rating of 104. Yeah, Nikola Vucevic is a problem. Make no mistake about it. Vooch hit a big three for us that we wouldn't have won the game if Vooch didn't hit that big three. But the thing that I always have to ask myself when it comes to Nikola Vucevic is, while he did hit that three, how close we would have been had he not been in the game in some of those key defensive moments? That's just something I have to ask myself, right? There you go on that one. Amon says, we need to trade Vooch so Donovan stops relying on him. We need Claxton or Ware. First of all, Miami's not giving up Ware. Y'all got to stop saying that we got to target players that teams aren't giving up. Now, Claxton, okay. But Claxton doesn't pass and those type of things. And, you know, we'll see. Javon Carter was excellent today. Like I said, I can't hate on Javon Carter at all. Not with the way that he performed in this game. Javon Carter, as a back end of the bench player, he played really well. Orange Soda said, we played with grit this game. Gotta love seeing them eke out a nice win. 100% agree with you, brother. What the fuck we been? Where you been at, Corn? Why don't you watch actual games? Yes, we beat them. I'll take the win, but I can't get too happy because we're trying so hard to lose that game. 1 for 13, three-pointers in the fourth, just unacceptable and lack of leadership. No, it's not. They were good shots. Like, if you watch that game, they actually took some really good shots. They just missed them. So I can't say that they tried to give the game away. They didn't hit shots they usually make. Sonny Lamont says, Alaska here, great win. Props to the bench mob. Shout out to Sonny. Thank you for the supporting the channel with that super chat, Brody. Josh Giddey has been having a great season to date, and I think if he keeps it up, he could be point guard for the international all-star team. He could be. By the way, bro, you good? I'm saying relax a little because they were raising your – oh, I'm good. Bro, this is why I didn't do live calls when I first started the channel. This is why I always used to say I'm not doing live calls. This is how I watch the game, even when I'm – like, every single game. I'm talking about, like – there have been times like during the Derrick Rose era where the Bulls were up by 20. If they gave up a 5-0 run to the opposing team, I was losing my shit, and we were still up by 15. That's just the way I am as a Bulls fan, bro. That's just how I fan, bro. Do you think it means anything that we lost with Kobe playing all these minutes? No. Because if you watch that game, I need y'all to stop asking questions that indicate no knock to Mike that you didn't watch the game. So no, like that's a silly narrative thing. Am I worried that we lost the game because Kobe White wasn't the reason that we lost that game? Not at all. Starters have to get their shit together since this win was pure bench effort. Giddey have to communicate better with his teammates and get everybody involved, just as Io was doing today. Giddey does do that. Again, we were just not playing with energy, and we were on the second of a back to back. You know, it's difficult when you're in high elevation and doing that. Now, I'm not excusing and saying, let's give them a pass. They need to find a way to dig in and play tough. But that is why you have a bench. That is why when you talk about the depth of this team, that the Bulls did want to focus on depth, because you do need that for times like this. You absolutely need that. Super chat from ABCD says, I was ready to spam Fire Billy on multiple forums and subreddits, but that timeout spared him. And yeah, Vooch needs to be traded ASAP. Nobody's taking Vooch right now. I tell you that right now, there's nobody that's taking Nikola Vucevic right now. We got Eddie Smith with the super chat of $10. Thank you, Eddie. We appreciate you, brother. Hot take, I'd rather see Jalen start instead of Vooch. Hey, Forrest, I don't think that that's a hot take at this point. Now, we got to see if...
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro.
Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper, without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.
Jalen's going to miss some time after that shoulder thing that happened. I wouldn't be surprised. I know he came back into the game, but keep in mind, much like Giddy with his ankle, Giddy checked back into the game, and then there was some swelling the next day. I know the Bulls have a break. We don't play again until Wednesday, but if there's some swelling, I would not be surprised if Jalen Smith doesn't play the next game. And God help us all if we have to see Nikola Vucevic play 35 minutes in the next game. Now, they may call up Lachlan Albrecht if that's the case, but we'll see. My God, I like Vooch, but Jesus Christ, do players see these stats? He needs a wake-up call, but good win, tiring point. Tiring point, see red. I don't see how coaches can have these stats in advanced metrics and we continue to start Vooch. Like, around the league, players get benched all the time for bad nights and won't return to the game. Not as much anymore, Robert. Like, I would say that probably even as soon as 3 years ago, you were right. But you don't really see a lot of veterans being benched like that anymore. Like, and somebody please correct me if I'm wrong, if there's a recent, right, I'm talking about this season, via not injury, if you saw a veteran that gets benched, that has done things like Vooch has done. Maybe it's just something I'm missing, which it's definitely happened. There's 30 teams in the league. I could have definitely missed something. Honestly think we can get Vooch gone before the deadline, but get my man Sticks a starter on the squad. Y'all, listen. Hey, listen. I love to hear that people want to see that. I take Mark Williams over Claxton if you could on his health. Yeah, listen. If somebody could tell you that Mark Williams would stay healthy, and by healthy I mean play 65 to 70 games every single year, I would take that. But unfortunately, like with Mark Williams, you just don't know. You don't know if he's going to be able to stay healthy. Hayes, I know Terry didn't score much, but you could tell his energy was definitely felt by the whole team, and we went on that run and got the game up by, oh, Dalen Terry. And this is why I say, like, for some players, the stat sheet would never tell you the impact that they made on the game. And that was Dalen Terry today. I completely agree with you, Shay. Dalen Terry made a big impact on this game today without scoring a lot and without, like, even, you know, registering, like, a bunch of steals or anything like that. Dalen's energy was definitely felt out there, for sure. Jalen plays solid defense. Yeah, listen, for Jokic outweighs Jalen Smith by over 40 pounds, and Jalen played some really good defense on him, man. Really good defense. Those missed open threes in the last minutes were pissing me off. Bro, that was frustrating the hell out of me, bro. Dennis says, shout out to Leroy. Shout out to Javon Carter, bro. Shout out to Javon Carter. I might shed a tear when the center rotation is healthy and Billy finally adjusts the minutes correctly. Can take this team to a different level, in my opinion. I mean, listen, I'm ready to see what this team looks like fully healthy in general, bro. Like, we haven't gotten to see this team fully healthy at any point this season. So, the ceiling is still, we're still trying to figure out what the ceiling of this team is, if we're being fair. Hayes, what type of player do you think the Bulls need more? A legit 3-and-D wing or a rim-protecting lob threat? I think a rim-protecting lob threat big. For the way the Bulls give up points in the paint, how we're not solid on pick-and-roll defense, I think that makes a bigger impact. Now, I want to be clear. I take either, but I think to answer your question, a rim-protecting lob threat big that can be consistent does more for this team right now with where we are. I didn't watch the game, but I know to listen rather than to come up with a random conclusion based on a box score. Exactly, Hokic. My bad, man. I dozed off halfway through the Jazz game. Oh, you're good, bro. You're good. I remember when you started, you did not want to watch games live. Glad to see how you developed as a content creator over the years. Love you, big dog. I appreciate you, SP. And, yeah, I mean, here's the thing, and I say this. When I first started content creation, if y'all remember, I didn't even do live streams. Like, I think for the first maybe 3 to 4 months of the show, I didn't even do live streams. And then I think it was a game where I got on live to do the post-game show. The game was close. I think it was the DeMar game winner when he did the back-to-back game winner. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong, because I did used to come on and do post-game shows. But I think I started that game – I started that post-game show early, and that's when I started doing, like, halftime hangouts and pregame shows and those type of things. But, yeah. Man, crazy that we could have been 10-3 or 9-4 right now. All good, though. We fought hard, and hopefully this builds momentum for us next few games and shows guys how to close out games. That's what you have to learn is how to close out games. That's really been a big thing for this Bulls team is their inability to close out games consistently, and it's definitely hurt this team. So hopefully we can learn that, and we'll see. Ton says, hopefully Collins can come back ASAP since Jakin? That's crazy. Got injured tonight. Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens with Jalen. I hope he doesn't miss time, but, you know, we'll see. Klay got benched. Okay, that's fair. But Klay is over the hill now, much like Nikola. Okay, I stand corrected. That is a really good comp there. That is a really good comp. So there you go on that one. First of all, is that Will Smith in a turban? That's crazy. That's crazy work right there. Some dude in the chat talking about Okoro, Collins, P. Will, and the Portland pick for AD. Had to mute that shit. The package is trash and AD's made of glass. Bro, people really hear, you know what it is? There are some fans that hear that a player is available for trade and they automatically think that the team is just trying to give them away for nothing. And that's just not how it works. It's not how it works. What frustrates me most about Vooch, not just tear him down, is sometimes he just walks up and down the court and isn't engaged at all. And it really hurts the flow of the offense and defense. You're not wrong, my boy. You're not wrong at all. Jonathan, I should smack your mother and your grandmother and your great-grandmother for the role of producing eggs that produced you to ask that question. The fuck wrong with you? The fuck wrong with you, bro? Like, real talk. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? V-Dog says, what's good, bro? An underrated part of the Zach LaVine trade to the Kings was us getting back Kevin Huerter. That doesn't get talked about enough, in my opinion. We lack three-point shooting, and Huerter hasn't been Look, Kevin Huerter has been terrible from three this season, though, bro. Like, go and look. Kevin Huerter is shooting, I think, his worst splits of his career from three. So Kevin Huerter has definitely helped, but it hasn't been because of three-point shooting, bro. Kevin Huerter on the season is shooting 30% from three-point range. And he's definitely not cooking for us from three. That's not what's happening here. But he's playing really solid defense. He is scoring when we need scoring for sure. But three-point shooting ain't the reason there, Vern. I'm so happy with this team. I did watch the game, but I'm a Raiders fan, and you're a brother at the game, but I was still watching my Bulls. Don't play your brother. Thank God we won. Hey, thank God we won, bro. Thank God we won, man. Hey, do you know when Trey Jones is coming back? It doesn't seem like it's anything serious. I wouldn't be surprised if he's back in the game or so. Like, he may be back as soon as the Portland game, so we'll see. You wrong on live watch parties because you was watching me confused, LOL. That Schofield trying to – that bro, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. Yeah, that was wild. That was my introduction to Pat, bro. And that's – I wasn't doing live calls then. Big up from Australia, Hayes. Go Bulls. Shout out, bro. We appreciate you. Jalen Smith at the end of the game looks like he got attacked by an animal. Bro, listen, Jalen was out there working, bro. He was out there working, bro. He was working his ass off, man. I honestly fear what will happen when Zach Collins comes back, because I feel like Sticks will be moved back to the bench even though he's been playing excellently. Here's the thing. I really hope that Billy Donovan, in talking about using double bigs, does open up to play Jalen Smith some at the four, because Jalen has been playing way too good to me to be benched. Like, you can't bench Jalen Smith with how good he's been playing. Right. That's my personal opinion. I don't think that you can bench him with how good that he's been playing right now. So. Collins is supposed to return. Not next game. Collins is going to be reevaluated at the end of this week. Is going to be reevaluated. So we'll find out when he's going to be back, but definitely not next game. Definitely not next game. When Collins comes back, bench Vooch. They're not going to bench Vooch. I can tell you that right now. Billy Donovan's not benching Nikola Vucevic. That's not me saying that he shouldn't or whatever. That's just me telling you he's not benching Nikola Vucevic. I can tell you that right now. But, you know, let's hope that even more so than the benching, the thing that I'm more worried about is that you allow Jalen Smith to stay in there when he's playing well. That's the thing I'm worried the most about. Like, if not benching him is fine, but, like, let him keep playing when he's playing well. Especially if he be shooting like that, he can space decently at the four. Yeah, I mean, but the thing with Jalen always is like, and I'll say this, this season it's been a lot better. Because it used to be Jalen Smith's three-point wasn't falling, he wasn't really giving us anything. It's a lot different now. A lot different. As a mate, if the Bulls can beat Portland, I feel like we can go in another run of wins. I really hope this win has brought back the confidence. Let's hope so. Like, getting a win against a team like Denver, that is the type of win that you hope can build confidence with your team for sure. Zach Collins and Jalen Smith on the floor at the same time would be something but unlikely to happen. I don't know if it's unlikely. Billy Donovan did talk about playing double bigs. So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see, right? I do think it's probably going to be matchup dependent, but Jalen Smith has been playing so well as far as activity on both sides of the ball, man. Got to give him credit for that one. Pua only got 7 points tonight, but he was aggressive with his opportunities, given he found a solidified role now and he's regained his confidence back defensively. Oh, facts. 100% agree with you on that one. 100% agree with you. So, good win by the Chicago Bulls, man. We get a tough win where we needed it the most at. Love seeing this from our Bulls, man. And that's all I can say on that one. Yeah, man. Good win. But I'm going to get ready to wrap this up soon, because we got to go do Locked On Bulls. Von says, say it with me. Buyout. Why must I suffer watching Vooch play defense? My eyes are bleeding. Listen, the Bulls are not buying out a contract as big as Vooch's. I can tell you that right now. The biggest contract I think we ever bought out was Carlos Boozer, and we used the stretch provision on that one. But the Bulls typically don't buy out contracts the size. They don't typically buy out contracts at all, much less the size of Nikola Vucevic's contract. You can go ahead and put down your chance of buyout, because I tell you right now, there's zero chance of that happening. I promise you. There is absolutely zero chance that Nikola Vucevic is bought out. Jalen Duren looked like an all-star with Franz Advia going off. You think Giddey will make it? I mean, Giddey's a guard. You don't compare him against other players. You compare him against guards, right? So, yeah, there's definitely a chance that he can make it, because he's probably, what, the second best point guard in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference, as far as statistically, as things are right now. This is my thought. I feel like we can win against Portland with Kobe back, but Denny is going to be hard to contain. Yeah, I mean, but I'll say this. Denny Advia is the type of player that I do think Isaac Okoro can guard well. Now, we'll see, right? But the combination of Io, Okoro, and Patrick Williams on Denny, I'm not saying we can stop him, but I do think we can slow enough down there, right? And Kobe, like you said, Kobe White's going to be back, so we're going to have Josh Giddey and Kobe in there. We'll see if Trey Jones is coming back, and we'll see what the Bulls can do. Like I said, it's a winnable game, but it's a game that they cannot take lightly at all. Oh, yeah, with the way that they announced it is positionless. You're right. They did announce that it is positionless, so that's a great point there. We'll see. Well, I mean, I think that it may increase his chances, because they're doing the world team versus the Americans, right? So we'll see. We'll see. I'm sorry, it's position list. Yeah. I just got checked on that. We're going to be 15-8 after the next 10 games. Let's hope so. Let's hope so. And we shall see what that means for the Chicago Bulls in the long run if they're able to get to that. But that is my time for today, y'all, man. I appreciate you guys so much, man. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, BullsCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that is thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See red if you can, y'all. And make sure you always do this, man. See red, don't be red. I had to bring that one back. Love you guys, man. I'll see y'all guys on the next one tomorrow morning. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
You ever wonder if your routine is actually working or if you're just hoping it is? The Hume Band gives you real answers. It tracks your body 24/7, heart rate, sleep stages, recovery, stress, even blood oxygen, so you can see exactly how your habits impact your health. Not just steps, real data. You'll start to notice patterns, like how a bad night of sleep affects your recovery or how stress is holding you back. And instead of guessing what to fix, the app gives you clear, personalized insights based on your data, so you can stop second-guessing and start making smarter decisions for your body. Visit HumeHealth.com to get the Hume Band today.